In practice, many homeowners already pay their property taxes monthly. They set aside money in an escrow account at the same bank where they make their monthly mortgage payment. The banks then pay the actual property tax bill when it comes due at the end of the year. Newman's plan would let people bypass their banks and make monthly payments directly to their property tax bill instead. People who volunteer would owe no property taxes in 2011. Whatever they set aside with the bank would be refunded to them. From the perspective of local governments who rely on property taxes, Newman says there'd be no harm. Municipalities would still get paid. The difference is, instead of getting all their money in January, they'd get the first of 12 installments. The benefits for homeowners, Newman says, is that for 1 year and 1 year only, they'd have money in their pockets that they could use to stimulate the economy. He calls it a major tax cut.
We need a solid shock to our system to end the downward spiral that we're in and to turn the state around and restore our economy, and this is it.
League of Wisconsin Municipalities Assistant Director Kurt Watinsky says many cities already allow for 3 or 4 installment payments. Moving to 12, he says, is doable. But Watinsky says it's a stretch to call this a tax cut.
I want to credit, you know, candidate Newman for coming up with some interesting ideas for property tax administration. But to call this all a tax cut of somehow property taxes, I don't think that's accurate.
Newman's opponents were less diplomatic. Republican Scott Walker called the plan smoke and mirrors. Democrat Tom Barrett called it a shell game. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.